After 28 days away from Invesco, the Broncos finally return home Sunday for a day-after-Christmas clash with the Houston Texans. Dominating the news all week long here at Dove Valley is the fact that interim head coach Eric Studisfield named Tim Tebow the starting quarterback back on Monday. The rookie will make his Denver debut and says being named the team's number one and having all week to prepare feels much the way it did last week when he didn't know he would start against the Raiders until the night before kickoff.
To be honest, I don't think it's too much different. Last week, just mentally, I was going to prepare like that and getting all the reps and being able to get in those situations with the first team offense and take those and just mentally be able to study like I was going to start the game all week really helped me. And so I don't see too much of a difference this week.
Well, we have a belief in, you know, what type of things he does well. So we're going to continue to do those things, build off of last week. We put our game plan, we didn't cut back at all. We had a full game plan for him last week. And as a play caller, as an offensive staff, you kind of just go with the flow of the game. And we have a way we want to approach the Houston Texans this week, and that's what we're going to do, and let him play the game and do what we think is best to give us the best opportunity to win.
I think some of it is pretty instinctive for me now. I've done it a few times. I think some of it, I'll still have to think about it. It doesn't take as long as it once did, but there's still a thought process there, and I think every day in practice, that's getting easier.
Tim Tebow, a Denver touchdown!
Tebow and the offense will line up against the Texans defense, ranked 30th in both yards and points allowed per game. So expect Houston to feed running back Arian Foster plenty while on offense to help control the ball, the clock, and to keep Denver's offense on the sideline.
Everything starts with the running game. A team, if you can stop the running game, then you force teams to do different things, throwing the ball, and you get more opportunity to create turnovers when they have to throw the ball. But if you don't stop the running game, you typically don't stop an offense.
He's definitely been running hard, you know, been doing that all year. Definitely, you know, it looks like a Pro Bowl caliber back to me. You know, when you see him on film, you know, some of the things he's doing. So definitely got to be ready to go against him and, you know, do what we got to do to stop him.
The return of safety, Brian Dawkins, should help. He's missed the last three games with a knee injury, says he's ready to go, and defensive coordinator Don Wink Martindale knows the difference Dawkins can make.
There's no one that hates missing a game more than him, and I know the fans know that. Trust me, I know that.
Sitting back having to watch my guys out there, you know, going through what they're going through and not being in it with them, it's a tough, tough pill to swallow. And so being out there with them again is, it's a relief for me, tremendous relief.
He is a true leader. When he speaks, coaches, everybody listens, all right? And that's because of his play and his career, but also the person that he is. I feel what better walking in the stadium knowing that he's playing.
Throws, he's got the receiver open, but Brian Dawkins cuts in front of John Paulson.
I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. A very happy holidays to you and yours this weekend. Kickoff Sunday is just after 2 o'clock. We'll keep you updated all day long from Invesco Field at Mile High and bring you complete post-game coverage right here on DenverBroncos.com.